Either chapter 8, in the first three verses, we learn that several generations passed, and Jared rebels, and he's able to take over the kingdom. And then it explains how. He does it by flattery, meaning that it's not only him that has his greater evil, but the people, meaning they like to hear the words of men, meaning they're becoming more superficial. They're not listening to the Spirit, and they're just listening to the words of men, and they desire to hear the words of men. And then it says that the brothers of Jared take the kingdom back, and he feels really bad because he wanted to be king. Then in verses 7 through 9, it says that his daughter then tempts him to use the secret plans of old to obtain the kingdom, and these are used to obtain glory. What glory? The glory of man. We begin to see that this praise of men and to be upheld by men is the thing that men desire with desire above all things, and it's the thing that will distort us and lead us astray. And it's not only the glory of other men, it's glory within ourselves, meaning having our own pride. Well, then Jared listens to her, and he trades his daughter to marry Achish so that Achish will obtain the kingdom for him. And Achish agrees. And to get support, he then goes to his household, and he makes them swear an oath of loyalty to him. Now, the point is did they know what he was going to do? No, he just had them swear an oath of loyalty. And who did they swear before? They sweared before God. Now, again, we have to ask ourselves, what does this sound like in the church? Again, the church leaders are trying to make us say that we, when we sustain them, we swear before God to take an oath of loyalty to them. This is the manner, this is the way that the devil has administered and gained his power throughout time. And whether we're, obviously we're not in, the church is not getting us to support them in direct murders at this time, but we then learn, if we study this, if we go down to verse 16, that the people were kept in darkness, meaning that the oath of loyalty just said, we are good men, and Achish said, I'm a good man, and you follow me, and I'm going to do good, and you need to, and you're supposed to swear by God. You know, he's setting up kind of like he's in the hierarchy up to the king, and the king talks to God. It's the same way the hierarchy of the church. And he's talking about them, now you got to swear an oath of loyalty to me. But then they begin to go off and be led astray. And as we do today in the degree, at least with a history and the records of the church, they're hidden. They're hidden from the people, and the church leaders then lie to us about these things and do not want to give the truth or give the open word unto the people. Well, it begins to be to what degree then they feel that they can do whatever they want. And the point is that here Achish was going to go commit murder, but anyway, to a leader, he began to say, oh, to protect the people and to do the work of the Lord, or for whatever reason he says, he cannot. He then has allowances to do whatever necessary. But my point is that it's giving you a, whenever someone comes to you and says that they want you to take an oath of loyalty and to take that oath before God, that you know that this is the devil's way. The Lord does not have you take oaths of loyalty to men to support them in whatever they do. We have not believed the Nephite record. We have not believed what happened there. So therefore, we were given this record again, and now in this record, he has to give you some understanding of the, some more clear understanding of how the Gadianton robbers gain power, and how they always gain power, and how secret combinations work. And so it shows you that it begins, and when you begin to see this idea of people talking about oaths of loyalty, and again in the church, they've, through twisting, and I mean, it's a great deception and a twist of what the meaning of the word sustain is, they have tried to tell you members that you have already taken an oath of loyalty to them, and this is not the Lord's way. And again, we repeat then, going down to verse 16 through 19, that they are, the people are, they do this to keep the people in darkness. See, again, we kept wanting to say throughout the Book of Mormon that, oh, everybody was in the secret combinations. How could everybody be, how could it be secret if everybody was in it? That didn't make any sense. And again, here we learn that or we should have learned in the Book of Mormon also, that or about the Nephite, that it would just be upholding of these secret combinations. See, the point is the leaders are just trying to teach you how to follow. They want you to be a follower, but they want you to be their follower. And that's where the error always resides. You are to be a follower of Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ only. Anything that teaches you not to follow Jesus Christ is going to lead you astray and lead you to, into following these secret combinations. Now notice the people again. The people do not participate in the murders. In fact, they will even, as they claim, we're not involved in any of these murders. We don't believe in any of these murders are coming on. Are being done, and if they are, they're just being done by some evil man somewhere. It has nothing to do with us. But as it said in the Nephite record, what your heir is, though, you partake of the spoils, and you like the secret combinations. You like the secret combinations who desire to get gain and who desire to get power. And that is exactly, again, whether it's the American Medical Association and the American Bar Association, they have combined to gain power, to power over their industries. And they've combined to get other insurance industries and combined with government everywhere to get more and more power. And from this power, they get gain. And that becomes your sign. The Lord's people are not interested in power and gain. Therefore, if they are not the Lord's people, whose people are they? How difficult is it for a person to wake up to understand that the very idea, the sign is that they are combining to get power and gain? And that is exactly what we see in all our government, all our politics, all our different industries. We see all these organizations combining for power and gain, and then they claim that you have to have loyalty to them. Do you not take an oath of loyalty that you go to a doctor and anybody else that you, not that you directly get in trouble, but if anybody else tries to prescribe herbs to you, they go to jail for prescribing herbs, even though the herbs don't hurt you because in this society you are not allowed to prescribe unless you are a doctor. Again, they gain this power, but then they get loyalty from you by fear. And again, in that case, it's not directly by an oath, but they do gain power. It's power over the people, and the people then believe through their fear that they have to therefore support that. And again, because you support it and you go along with it, you even gossip along with it and say, well, that guy's prescribing herbs deserved to go to jail for that, and come up with silly reasons and vain reasons for that. And it says in verse 20 that these oaths are among all nations. He does not have to tell you the content of these oaths, but they are among all nations and all people. They are among us. Why can't we open our eyes and look for them? Therefore, the man, the spiritual man, will see them. And what are they? Anytime man does not follow Christ, he goes his own way, and to build his own power, he will combine with other men. As we've said previously, the very concept and idea that we combine with other men to gain power, and we call that politics and business, that very concept, it takes over the entire takes over our entire society today. That is how we always run. We always get together, and we call it as simple as forming cliques in churches. We like to have our own little power groups. And then we feel in business, if we combine that way, that we get greater gain for it. Again, why can't we get it in our heads? Our desire in this life is to obtain the kingdom of God and to follow Christ. And how he takes care of us and how he tells us to provide for one another is the way we do that. Our goals are not power and gain. I say unto you that the Mormon Church it presses strongly this entire concept of the power and gain and glory of the leaders. and it allows it, and those who get the greater power and gain and glory in this world are rewarded and upheld in the church, as long as they'll come and join in with the church. I mean, they want to get the more powerful men joining in with them. Everywhere, men want to have more power. They don't talk about the power of God. They always talk about the power of his men, whether it came from a glory, a great baseball star, then they uphold him so that gives them more power and are associated with greater esteem of the world. And any person studying that and feels that knows to be that the case of everything in this world. Well, it says in verse 21, this became the destruction of the Nephites and the destruction of the Jaredites. And this is a warning to you that it will be your destruction, and you are not listening. That destruction is coming because we are living in this day, and no one wants to hear it. And I've seen over and over again the leaders of the church say they don't see any. What secret combinations is President Benson talking about? They don't see any secret combinations. And so they blind themselves because their secret combinations are the secret combinations that they belong to themselves. And then, and so then it goes on to a warning, gives us a warning, that in verse 22, that it says, whatsoever nation shall uphold such secret combinations to get power and gain, until they shall spread over the nation, behold, they shall be destroyed. We have been told by President Benson that they exist and they are spreading across the nation. You can, if you study them out yourself, you study the very way business the government or business or anyone that does works in this world, they work by this idea of combination. If it's right down to your utilities and people are wanting to control the water that comes to your house so that then they can control the health of your house and they can control your sanitation, and then they build up a power structure that the only place that you're allowed to have any kind of sanitation or water in your house is if you'll go to them. And everywhere it is built up through different groups, the entire idea to get dominion and power and control over the people. And yet we have this so bad that none of us wants to recognize that or believe in it, because it's become a way of life for all of us, which means indeed it has spread over this entire nation. And again, in verse 23, Moroni calls to us, and I know after he said this, we still don't get the point. So he makes a direct plea to us, and he to our day that we would not allow them to take us over. And again, what was their goal? Their goal is power and gain. So all you have to do is look at any group anywhere whose goal is power and gain, and you're beginning to see the concepts of secret combinations. In verse 24, then, he says, the Lord commandeth you. This is a commandment of the Lord. When ye see these things come among ye, that ye shall awake to the sense of your awful situation. I mean that you are to awake. And if you are of the Spirit and you are of the Lord, you'll wake up and see that you're in a terrible situation. And how do you get out of that situation? You turn to the Lord. You repent of your personal sins and turn to the Lord and tell him you want to follow him, and in our last days you would like to gather with him to a place where you can be his people, and that you're willing to give up this entire world, and that you recognize this world is terrible and your security is not in it, and you want to gather unto him. And it says in verse 25 that these combinations will desire to overthrow the freedom of all lands. That is directly the quote that President Benson made to us, and again we rejected that and laughed at the old man and mocked him and said that wondered why he was saying these things that bothered us like that. And so then he finishes in verse 26 by saying he was commanded to write these things. And if you understand that the entire point of why we've had this Jaredite record has all been leading up to this chapter, and then the chapters after it are going to just reinforce and show you what happened to the people because of this. And it's written to us, and he's saying he's commanded this to be written to us so that we might use it and believe that it is in our society today. But again, we want to put our blinders on because we feel that it is making us prosper. And I say to you, and in the name of the Lord, that the Lord built America, and they are not prospering you. They are running down the economy that was built by the Lord, and they are claiming that is prosperity. But I would say they claim that look at how much wonderful things are than they were 100 years ago. I'd ask you to look at the debt of the people, of the personal people 100 years ago, and I ask you to look and see how many of them owned their own homes 100 years ago, and all they've prospered you in is in the and we'll call it in the consumer market, which again was built off of the technology given by the Lord, and which is only an advancement of the things he gave in the 1800s, and it's not because of the great wonderful things that man has developed. These were just natural extensions of the industry built in the 1800s. I repeat, they are running this country down, and they are living off of what the Lord built.